Good evening, sisters. Pray with me, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for sparing our lives to see this day, a day we've never witnessed before, a day that you made, dear God, and you've given it to us, and we want to say thank you. The Lord, please forgive me of all sins that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly, that this prayer may not be hindered. Forgive all the sisters that are on the line with me, dear God, of sins that they may have committed knowingly or unknowingly, that they too may be able to go to your throne and ask for the things that they stand in need of. Dear Lord, thank you for this night. Thank you for our Friday night Bible series. We want to thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to come together and study a portion of your divine word. Be with those who will be on program tonight. Help them to remember the things that they were set out to do, and be with the speaker of the hour. Help her to study those things that she has studied for them to come to fruition, and she present a lesson that is pleasing and acceptable to you and understandable to us. Be with those who are bereaved at this time, dear God. Help them, strengthen them during this time that they may be stronger and remember those wonderful times that they had with their loved one. Be with those who are sick and shut in and on their beds of affliction, unable to rise and take care of their daily walk of life. Give them the strength, dear God, to do as you would have them to do. And help those, dear God, that are helping them. Be with them. Give them the things that they stand in need of so that they will be a help and a ministry to those who are sick and cannot take care of themselves. We want to thank you, dear God, for all that you have done for us. And we want to be in attention tonight, dear God, that we understand those things that are being presented and we be able to apply them to our walk of life. We ask all of these blessings in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Roslyn, for going to the throne of grace on our behalf. Thank you so much. We will have the scripture by Sister Joyce Williams.
Good evening, ladies. Our scripture for tonight will come from Galatians 5 and verse 1 from the American Standard Version. And it reads as follows: For freedom did Christ set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and be not entangled again in a yoke of bondage. I read from Galatians 5 and 1 from the American Standard Version. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Joyce, for reading our word. We appreciate it very much. At this time, we will have our song praise by Sister Darlene Shelton.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good, he's so good to me. He answers prayer, he answers prayer, he answers prayer. He's so good to me. He cares for us. He cares for us. He cares for us. He's so good to us. We love him so, we love him so, we love him so, he's so good to us. So let the Spirit of the Lord rise among us. Let the Spirit of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let the power of the Lord rise among us. Let the power of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Now let the Spirit of the Lord rise among us. Let the Spirit of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Sister Darlene Shelton. That was awesome. At this time, we'll have an introduction of our speaker coming from Sister Jane Goosby.
All right. Good evening, sisters. I come to this evening to introduce our sister, our speaker of the hour, Sister Natissa Thompson. Sister Natissa worship at Virginia Avenue Church of Christ in Columbia, Mississippi, where she works as a junior class Sunday school teacher. She was added to the body of Christ in December 1998. She has been called on to be the youth speaker at several Ladies' Day programs. She enjoys teaching youth to help motivate them in the Lord and to see their faces light up about God. She wants to continue growing spiritually to help bring others to Christ. She continues to study God's Word on a daily basis and wants to start back her teaching training class that truly helped her along the way. She has been involved in the Lady Prayer Warriors of the Church of Christ since 2010 and participates in the 100 Days of Prayer, benevolent work, and other activities to help those in need. She served as the health team leader of one of our teams here within the Lady Prayer Warriors. Some of her hobbies include traveling, spending time with family, enjoying prayer with other Christians on prayer lines, and singing. She was humbled and blessed to go on her first missionary trip along with Sister Sharaka Melton and Sister Katrina Stafford to Haiti. Sister Natissa Thompson is the wife of Brother Tony Thompson. They have been married for 22 years and have two lovely children, India and Michael. She also has been blessed with two beautiful granddaughters, Malia and Iselin. One of her favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So I would like to introduce the psalm and present to others our very own speaker, Sister Natissa Thompson, my fellow admin, my fellow lady prayer warrior, my sister and friend in Christ, Sister Natissa.
Good evening, sisters. First, I want to give God all praise and honor for allowing me to be on tonight to share a lesson with my sisters. And next, I want to thank God for blessing me and allowing the admin and the admin assistants to also allow me to be on the program tonight. And thank you so much to all of my program participants for taking the call to be on tonight. on tonight's program. I want to thank Sister Brenda Mason for hosting. Thank you, Sister Rosalind Body, for stepping in for our dear Sister Adrian, with keeping her in prayer. Thank you so much, Sister Joyce, for reading of God's Word. And thank you so much, Sister Darlene, for your song of praise. God is good, so good, that reminds me of Brother Maxie. He would sing that when we went to Haiti, and that truly touched my heart. Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much, Sister Jan, for introducing me. And I want to thank Sister Lottie Holcomb in advance for closing us out with a word of prayer at the end of our program. Also, I want to welcome again, as Sister Brenda welcomed our first-time callers. You are our honored guest, and I pray that you will join us every Friday night as well as on Thursday nights for our prayer call Thursday night. Also, my fellow lady prayer warriors and sisters who are diligently always on the call, thank you so much for being on. We know some are going through illnesses, and thanks, Sister Marcia, for being on. And her time of need is, even though she's in pain, she still want to be on with her sisters and other sisters. I want to thank you all. Tonight and for the month of July, our theme is true freedom. And I want to talk tonight about true freedom is in Christ. In the world, we know that freedom is talked about a lot. Many seek financial freedom and becoming debt-free. And one big issue is freedom from racism and from being judged by society. There have been freedom movements for many years seeking to fight for those who were treated unfairly. The oldest freedom movement was one led to free the Israelites, God's chosen people, from bondage in the book of Exodus. We know it talks about that God talked to Moses in Exodus 3:7, and he tells Moses, "He has surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey." We know how Pharaoh kept the children of Israel enslaved, and God heard their groaning, Deuteronomy 5:6. And he sent Moses to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. God hears the cries of his children. He knew that they were treated unfair. He wanted them to have a better life, to be free. Yes, God gives us true freedom. We know that many people can be slaves to life situations, even slaves to their own thoughts. The mind of many people today has been distorted and tricked into thinking that they can do it all on their own, or even being tricked into believing that man can save them from their bondage. Sometimes things happen in this world that can have our thoughts all distorted and confused. So many have been used and abused to where it can leave lasting damage to their mind. We see it sometimes even in our own families. Life can throw us trials and tribulations that distort and confuse our thoughts. We know this world, it is ruled by the prince of darkness, Satan. He don't want us to have that true freedom that God gives us. Yes, Satan is trying to keep many enslaved to sin. That three-letter word, S-I-N, is what keeps us from true freedom. Now, how does sin keep us from true freedom, you may ask? Sin separates us from God. In Isaiah 59, verse 2, it says, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you." We can't have true freedom if we live in sin. We must die to sin. Jesus has made us free from sin if we remain in him. In Romans chapter 2, Romans chapter 8, verse 2, it tells us we have life in Christ Jesus. In verse 3, it tells us that he has condemned sin in the flesh. Our flesh, it is weak, but the spirit is willing. Do not walk in the flesh, but after the spirit. In verse 4, it says, we have to have a change. Change should take place in the Christians, in all Christians, to have true freedom. A change in our mind and our lives. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 tells us to put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We have to strive to keep sin from enslaving us so that we can be free. Many are allowing sin to keep them from true freedom. As Christians, we have to work hard daily to be free from Satan's traps. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 7 how we are delivered from the law, which is the old law that kept those in bondage. We should serve in newness of spirit. He says that being baptized into Christ makes us dead to sin and free to present our bodies as instruments of righteousness. He cried for freedom. He cried out for freedom. And that freedom, he found it in Christ Jesus. He tells us to walk after the Spirit and not the flesh, because we know the flesh condemns us. In Romans chapter 8 also tells us that the law of Moses was weak through the flesh, and we know the flesh causes man to sin and be carnal minded. We should be seeking to have that spiritual mindset. He tells us to let Christ dwell in us in order to free ourselves from that dead man that sins. For we have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but received the spirit of adoption, of being children of God our Father. Yes, we are God's children through adoption. Our brother Paul, he basically breaks it down to let us know that we were prisoners of the law of sin, which is in the members of the body. But he tells us that we have hope of freedom made possible by God through Jesus Christ. We have freedom from sin. Paul says if we walk in the Spirit, there is no condemnation for sin, for the death of Christ, for sin has set us free from the law of sin and death by fulfilling the requirement of the law. Romans 8, verse 1 through 4. Sisters, we have true freedom by setting our minds on the things of the Spirit and not the flesh. We are able to enjoy life and peace, pleasing God. We also enjoy the indwelling of the Spirit of God, by whom we can put to death the deeds of the body and enjoy both present and future blessings as children of God. We have blessings that come from pleasing God. We have those spiritual blessings, blessings of knowing that our present sufferings mean nothing. Our present sufferings mean nothing in view of our ultimate redemption. We have the privilege of knowing that Jesus, He intercedes for us when we pray. That's why we should always end our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. He is pleading for us. Many don't understand this powerful blessing. We have to truly, truly think and understand that we have spiritual blessings in Christ. Just hang in there till the end, my sisters. Now, what is the yoke of slavery? Galatians 5 and 1, it tells us to stand fast, therefore, in freedom, wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage or slavery. Paul there referred to depending on obedience of the Mosaic law. We know that that law was done away when Christ died. Yes, we were freed from that yoke of slavery when He died on the cross for our sins and He rose again. We are now obedient to the new law of Christ. We wear Christ's name. We are Christians once we obey the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 and 4. Now we have to show gratitude and thanksgiving to our Savior for breaking us free from that yoke of bondage. Thank God for sending His only begotten Son so that we can have everlasting life. Now we have to show God that we are grateful to Him by obedience. Now, true obedience, it brings us closer to the Father and closer to His love. Also, it helps us in hard times because we know that the Father, He will work things out for our good. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it tells us that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. He has a purpose for our lives. In order to have true freedom, we must live in our God-given purpose. In Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, it tells us to hear the conclusion of the whole matter, which is fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Don't lose focus of your purpose because it will take you away from God and His protection. Many have strayed away and they find themselves in situations where they need to call on the Father to help them. If we don't obey God, we will be in bondage. And will not have that opportunity to have the freedom of everlasting life. Do you know that salvation is freedom? God, He planned our salvation
the beginning of the world, and he wants everyone to be saved. He wants us to be obedient to him and to love Jesus and to love the Father. Hebrews 5 and 9. He wants us to hear the word of God. Romans 10 and 17. He wants us to believe. Hebrews 11 and 6. And he wants us to repent from our wrongdoing. Acts chapter 17 and 30. He wants us to confess Jesus to be the Son of God. Romans 10 and 10. And then be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. For the remission of sins, to wash away sin and be free. He don't want us to hesitate. If we want to be free, we don't need to hesitate. The time is now for salvation. The song tells us, it says, salvation has been brought down. Yes, Christ brought salvation to the world that was full of sin and without hope. Can we live in the world and still be free? We can live for Christ, so we are called to the eternal home in heaven. He came to earth as our example on how to overcome the temptation and to use the word of God. And we must stay in the word too, also win the fight for freedom. Our brother Paul, he showed us also how to fight for our freedom by defending his faith in Christ. He knew that true freedom is in Christ, the one who died for our sins. One must be obedient and go down in the watery grave of baptism and be made by the washing away of sins. Now, true freedom is in Christ. He paid the ultimate price, my sisters, so that we could have the right to eternal life. Yes, Christ, he paid a debt that we cannot repay. We should want to give our all to the one who bore it all for us, that we may live eternally for the Father, with the Father. Any in the world have fought and died for freedom's sake, but we know the ultimate freedom fighter is Christ Jesus. This world, it will be swallowed up in all its evil and its disappointment, but we continue to strive for that crown of life. We can live in a heavenly home prepared for those who love Christ's appearance. Christ will judge this old world, and the prince of darkness will be no more. We have to get ourselves ready, because so much is going on. And it is a reminder also that the day is coming when this world will be judged, and those who do not obey the gospel will have vengeance taken on them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 and 9 tells us, God, he gives men freedom to choose. He won't force us to do anything. He shows us that things may be hard sometimes also. Some people don't like to endure hard times, but we must endure. If we endure to the end, God is faithful, he is just, and he will not allow us to be alone in our sufferings. Don't miss out on having the true freedom of knowing that when it's all over, you will have no more crying, no more dying, and we will live in eternal peace with the Lord.
let us cry out for that freedom. Brother Paul has told us it will help us to live in glory with Christ and the Father. Let us keep the faith and let us stand firm, stand fast, and let us hold on to true freedom, which is in Christ Jesus. Sisters, I pray that I have said something that encourages you on your Christian journey and to remind you that we have true freedom if we continue in Christ. May the Lord bless you all, and I thank you for your attendance and listening.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for those encouraging words, Sister Natissa. We have to work daily to be free from Satan's trap. Being baptized in Christ makes us dead in sin. Thank you, Sister Natissa, very much. At this time, we're going to have our remarks from our admins, and then we'll have remarks from our first-time callers, and then
Sister
our
Brenda.
Lady prayer.
Sister, we have to do closing prayer,
see? Oh, I am so sorry. Yes, we're going to do closing prayer by Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come before you at this time, thankful for all things, knowing that you're an on-time God and that it is you that possess true freedom. Lord, please forgive me for any sins that I've committed so that this prayer will not be hindered. Lord, as we end this call on tonight, please look in on the sick and shut in, the ones grieving, the lost, of loved ones. Lord, bless this series of lessons on true freedom as each sister prepare her lessons on this topic. Lord, bless Sister Matissa as she has brought such a great lesson on tonight. Bless her, Lord, as she continues to study your word. Lord, thank you for all the program participants that were so willing to do your holy will. Lord, bless the LPW as a whole as we enjoy this avenue to do great works in your holy name. Lord, bless our upcoming 24-hour prayer-thon and all the participants. Bless us to do all according to your blessed will. All these blessings I ask in the darling Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. For that powerful prayer, I apologize for overlooking.